Chapter 1. Discovering Your Life's Passion. How many people live their lives filled with discontent and frustration because they are not fulfilling their secret dreams, their God-given passion in life, their divine destiny? How about you? Have you dared to consider what you would choose as a vocation or set as a goal if you could do anything you wanted? What would it look like if you could reinvent your life? You see, I'm not talking about wishful thinking that bumper stickers proclaim, like, I'd rather be skiing or I'd rather be fishing. That is, unless you think you could become a successful professional in such a sport, establishing it as your God-given passion. What I am asking is if you are working at a distasteful job for an hourly wage when you would rather be teaching students, treating the sick, or pursuing another secret passion in life? Are you living alone when you could be providing a home for a needy child, filling your home with love and laughter? Is there something that you're passionate about but feel you cannot get involved in because, as someone said, the tyranny of the present is enemy of the future? So you live in frustration, working to make the next paycheck, pay next month's bills, and try not to increase your credit debt too much. I encourage you to think about the desires that are lurking in your heart and mind and that seem too impossible to even articulate, too frightening to consider seriously. You might just discover the passion for life that is God-breathed and that would bring you greater fulfillment in life than you have ever dreamed of. Yes, there is hope for your happiness. As you choose to seek God's will for your life, you can expect Him to give you the desires of your heart, to discover your passion for life, which will let you enjoy His abundant life. John 10:10. Dare to take my challenge to dream again. I did. When it seemed hopeless, God gave me the courage to dream again, and then watch Him fulfill those dreams. With God's help and a big dose of courage, you too can reinvent your life. Discovering passion requires courage. Recently, I read a story about President James Polk, who came from a privileged family. He rose from being a lawyer to becoming the Speaker of the House of Representatives and ultimately to serving as the 11th president of the United States of America. Under Polk's administration, the United States expanded its territory by more than 1 million square miles with the annexation of Texas and the Oregon territories. Yet some have dubbed Polk as the slave master president after a book by that title written by William Duesenberg. Part of the debate over adding new territories to the United States centered on whether slavery would be allowed or not. You see, James Polk was a slave-owning politician. He had even earned his fortune through the productivity of Southern plantations worked by slaves who did not fare nearly as well as he did. Perhaps to avoid blatant hypocrisy, he could not stand against slavery in the new territories. While his accomplishments generally rank James Polk.